This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, a judge in Detroit will decide if that city is eligible for bankruptcy protection, for which it filed back in July. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Detroit's had something of a reprieve these last few months, says David Skeel, a bankruptcy expert currently teaching at NYU Law School.
Creditors have to stop trying to collect what they are owed, and Detroit also stopped paying a number of its obligations.
That could change if Judge Stephen Rhodes decides the city is ineligible for bankruptcy protection.
Everybody would be banging at the door.
The Motor City has tens of thousands of creditors, and losing bankruptcy protection would have another effect.
Detroit would likely be unable to borrow money to help it get through the crisis.
If the city does get bankruptcy protection, its emergency manager would draft a restructuring proposal.
And that's really going to be, okay, who are we going to pay? How much are we going to pay them?
Eric Scorzoni researches government finance at Michigan State. He says there's one thing the creditors all know.
It's pretty clear-cut. Detroit is, you know, insolvent.
And he says that's in large part because of pension obligations. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.